I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 293, a conversation, number two, with Mark Knight. Mark is my son. He's also the pastor of Praise Covenant Church in Tacoma, Washington, and he has his own daily podcast called With Jesus, Like Jesus Daily. I've talked to him once before, back when COVID was young. But now that we're in 2021, I want to talk to Mark about how he believes the church should move forward in this new reality. So welcome, Mark. We're glad you're here. Happy New Year. And how you doing?
I'm doing good. I think that's a good question that we all should be considering. I think the first thing we have to understand, though, is God is still up to something.
That's right.
That he always has been, and he always will be. And it's not that he looks down on this year or this new year and all that's happened, all the injustice and unrest and all the things that are going on, or the pandemic, and looks down and goes, oof, can't do much with that, and backs away. He looks down and says, this is exactly what I need to sort of help my people chart a path forward. And so I think, when I look forward, I think our circumstances are actually God's workshop. God is not prone to change our circumstances, but typically he's more prone to change our perspectives in our circumstances.
That's good.
And I think that's where we have to kind of remind ourselves in the future as we look forward, and what's 2021 bring is often our circumstances won't be changed by God. He's just going to change our heart in the moment. And this doesn't mean that he won't change our circumstances, because we see in scripture that he does. But often he's creating within us a new heart. He's preparing a table before us, but in the presence of our enemies. And so these trials are what creates the pathways for breakthrough.
That's really good.
And so I was actually reflecting on a quote by Carmen Imes, who wrote the book Bearing God's Name. She said this: "But God has lessons to teach us that can only be learned in a state of dislocation. Lessons about who we are, about who he is, and how he's calling us to be in the world. Wrapped in the state of liminality are gifts such as perseverance, perspective, rest, creativity, empathy, gratitude, and most of all, faithfulness. Rushing on to the next thing may prevent us from becoming who he wants us to be when we get there. In this place of upheaval and instability, we must let him shape us. We serve a God whose primary purpose is not to make us comfortable or successful in the eyes of the world, but to transform us." Liminality, that unsettled and unsettling place that reveals our deepest fears and longings, is his workshop. And so if we go back to that idea of God is not prone to change our circumstances, but instead more prone to change our perspectives in our circumstances, the circumstances are slowly changing in this 2021 year. Hopefully we're now starting to see some breakthroughs and things changing and vaccines happening, and maybe economies starting to tick back up. Hopefully our hearts have grown and are now prepared for this next season. And so what do I think that God is up to as we maybe are starting to come out of the dark valley as a church? Well, I think 2020 exposed a lot of the idols that we had as a church. Things like, you know, success-driven ministry and celebrity culture of pastors and
programming and
all that kind of stuff. And I think truly, the way forward is going to be less hurried and more and less success-driven. Right? It's going to be this idea that we're kind of taking a little bit more of a approach to discipleship that integrates into all of life instead of just coming into our buildings, right? And I think we're going to see more people walking a more steady path instead of an anxious path. I think we as a church sometimes feel like we have to fill people's schedules so full. 2020 remind us that really the way forward isn't always just having an hour dedicated for every single program and every single thing. It's just exhausting people. And I think it sometimes seems as if we're moving beyond this bigger, better, faster a concept to the church that's kind of crashing down around us. We've seen celebrity pastors fall all over the place, and what it's showing us is that it was a faulty platform to stand on in the first place. It was a faulty foundation, just like, you know, the builder that built his house on the sand, right? And so I think that's one of the things. It also seems like consumerism is changing. I don't know if we'll ever get rid of consumerism completely, because we're selfish people. But I think it's changing for sure, because a lot of the churches that were big and success-driven and celebrity culture and programs for everything are struggling the most to come out of this pandemic. They made it so easy before the pandemic to for anybody to be involved, whether they're there or in the building or not, that now it's just easy to never come really back, right, never really engage back in. But it's these churches that are less hurried, that are more concerned with, you know, the deeper stuff of God, that are starting to see sort of this resurgent in the faith. And I think that's what you're seeing too, right?
That's good stuff, Mark. So I always have a great question in my episodes, as you know, because you're a listener. So what great question would you give to the listeners today to consider as we journey our way through 2021?
Well, I think since you're an individual listening and you can't listen as a collective, really, you have to do what the great theologian Michael Jackson once said, is look at the man in the mirror, right? And start with, what are you doing to be with Jesus and like Jesus right now, right? Right in this very day. And that's where really what I talk about on my podcast and what our vision at our church in Tacoma is this idea of being with Jesus, like Jesus, because that is a different rhythm than our lives. Most of the time we're being with something else or like something else, or and we're following after and we're anxious because we watch too much news or maybe too much Netflix, or we're hearing too many stories, or our work's just consuming us, and all that kind of stuff can kind of trickle down into our soul and into our hearts. But if we're focused on being with Jesus and like Jesus, no matter our circumstances, we start to find more peace and shalom and joy in life. And so the question for you, listener, is what are you doing today and tomorrow and the next day to be with Jesus? And then how does that flow into being like Jesus? And then you'll see a transformation of the bride of Christ, the church of Christ, because as people, as a collective, we're going to produce flourishing both in ourselves first when God is transforming us, but in our families and then into the church.
That's
and
good.
Then into the neighborhood and into the world, right?
So, you know, you're more of an optimist than I am.
Yeah,
I love that about you. So you see the hope for the church, right? The church is not dead. It's not going to close its doors. It's going to look maybe a little bit differently, but, you know, nothing can prevail against the church.
Right. Yeah. And I think, well, that's just, you know, Hebrews 11 and 12 are basically testimonies to this exact fact, is that, like, regardless of these believers' circumstances throughout all of history, the writer of Hebrews is saying, look back, remember, God was faithful to these people, and he's going to be faithful to you. And no matter what happens or what comes our way, the church is going to march on. In fact, church growth happens the best in the midst of terrible circumstances in history. I'm not saying that that's what we're rooting for, but it's regardless of how our world, what our world throws at us, God seems to be moving, right? And that's where I think, to get back to where we started at the beginning, is God's still up to something, because he always has been and he always will be, and his promises never fail, and they won't fail today and they won't fail tomorrow.
That's
so
right.
We're going to be all right.
That's great, Mark. So I just love you. You're my son. You're also a pastor who loves Jesus and you love your people. So thanks for sharing with us today. Let me just close with a word of prayer. Lord, we're so grateful that you haven't given up on us. You haven't forsaken us or left us. And that, Lord, you're with your people. And you've been with your people in the past through some very hard times. And Lord, there's always joy in you, no matter what's happening around us. So, Lord, I pray that you'll help us to be with you and be like you as your Spirit produces its fruit in our lives, both individually and collectively. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 294. And in the meantime, maybe consider what Mark asked you to think about. How are you being with Jesus and like Jesus as you navigate this first month of 2021? I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.